Last Friday's killing of 20 soldiers, including a commanding officer at a military base in the remote town of Malam Fatori, are among the latest attacks by terror groups. Malam Fatori is located near Nigeria's border with Niger. Suspected fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province, ISWAP, arrived in trucks outfitted with guns and overpowered Nigerian troops in a coordinated assault. The attack took place 3 weeks after a similar raid on a military base in nearby Damboa in Borno State, where 6 soldiers were killed. On Sunday, Nigeria's defense authorities announced that 22 soldiers died during military operations against militants in Borno State between January 16th and 25th. They also said troops killed nearly 80 militants during those operations. Kabiru Adamu, an analyst with Beacon Security and Intelligence Limited, explains the growing challenge.
If the Nigerian military does not take steps to fortify those locations where we would see attacks around that proximity increasingly, and that's exactly what we're seeing, it appeared to me that the objective of that particular attack is to weaken the response capability of the Nigerian military.
The terror threat is not limited to northeastern Nigeria. In the northwest, a new militant group called Lakurawa is wreaking havoc in remote communities and crossing the border into Niger. Nigerian authorities first raised the alarm about the group in November, stating it has ties to jihadist factions in Mali and Niger and had embedded itself in communities along the Nigeria-Niger border for years, marrying local women and recruiting young men. Strained relations between Nigeria and Niger following the July 2023 coup have disrupted joint security operations, allowing groups like ISWAP and Lakurawa to expand their activities. Nigeria is already engaged in a protracted counterterrorism war. Security analyst Senator Irebu says the government must adopt a more proactive and comprehensive approach to addressing the insecurity.
I'm not surprised about the emergency, and there was a kind of some reports in past years about the growing link between the bandits or banditry or what is happening in Northwest and terrorist organization. And I don't think the authorities made any concrete effort.
Last week, a federal court in Nigeria declared the Islamist Lakurawa group a terrorist organization, allowing the military to use maximum force against the group. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.